And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, I know you wrote a book with a great deal of this information in it on this topic, but chat with us for a moment, if you could, about ways to use an accountability partner.
Yeah, a long time ago, I wrote a book about the importance of having an accountability partner. And since then, I've interviewed hundreds of business coaches. And one of the most important values they provide to their clients is being an accountability partner to them. So if you can leverage an accountability partner, it is probably one of the best levers you can use to help you achieve the goals that you are striving for. It's funny because when you're hiring a coach, you think that what they're doing is going to kind of impart some wisdom or some great knowledge that you lack. But most of the time, the value you're going to get from that coach is just someone to report back to make sure that you're doing the stuff that you know you should be doing. And that level of accountability is critical. And that's what most people need, because most people break promises to themselves every single day. Oh, today's the day I'm going to be on my diet. Oh, today the day I'm going to exercise. Oh, today the day I'm going to make 100 calls, or I'm going to write that blog post. But what happens is you get busy and things happen and you kind of procrastinate it. And then today it turns into tomorrow, and tomorrow it turns into never. And by having an accountability partner, it prevents this, because now you have to report to somebody else and you have to tell them that, no, I didn't do the thing I told you I would do. And most people don't like to disappoint other people. And then if this person is important to you, you don't want to let them down. So you want to keep your word to this person. And just that little dynamic is enough to keep you accountable, to keep you doing the work you know you need to do. And it's funny, if you do a little bit of that work every day, you're going to get a lot of great results, because all that little bit of work compounds over time. And that's where success happens. So it's important to find a person to be your accountability partner. And the beauty of this is you don't have to hire a coach. You can just find another colleague. It could be your kid. It could be your spouse. It could be a friend. And they don't have to know anything about your business or know anything. They just have to be a person you report to, where you don't want to let them down. You know, a lot of people hire coaches just for this by itself and pay a lot of money to it. I find that you don't need to have to do that necessarily. You can just find somebody else that you respect, that respects you and you don't want to let down. You can say, hey, I need you to be my accountability partner for this activity. If I don't report back to you every week that I've made progress on this goal, I need you to call me out and to tell me to do this. And I'm going to report back to you. And if I don't, you let me have it. And you can make it fun. You can be their accountability partner for some goal that they have. And you don't have to be working on the same goal. You just have to agree to hold each other accountable each week. And if you do that, you're going to find you're going to achieve all those goals that you've been dreaming about.